Dress code alert in Delhi courts. RCBA cracks down on fake advocates. Impersonators trigger courtroom ban. Identity fraud prompts attire. Ban Unmesh Gujarati. Sprouts News exclusive. In a decisive move to combat impersonation and fraud, the Rohini Court Bar Association, RCBA, has barred non-lawyers, including litigants and clerks, from wearing white shirts and black pants inside court premises. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, examines this regulatory action aimed at preserving legal identity and public trust. White shirt, black pant ban targets. Fake lawyers in Delhi courts. In an unprecedented directive issued on July 15th, the Rohini Court Bar Association, RCBA, has prohibited the general public, including litigants and clerks, from wearing white shirts and black trousers within the court complex. This attire, traditionally associated with the legal profession, is now exclusively reserved for licensed lawyers and advocates. The move comes in response to growing concerns about impersonators posing as lawyers. These individuals were allegedly misleading litigants, particularly the uneducated and vulnerable, by claiming to be legal professionals, clerks, or part of law firms. Touts posing as advocates trigger security. Clampdown. According to the RCBA's executive committee, numerous complaints from both bar members and litigants highlighted a disturbing trend: touts falsely representing themselves as lawyers to exploit the public. In several instances, unsuspecting litigants were defrauded under the pretense of legal consultation or document processing. To mitigate this menace, the RCBA had earlier introduced a mandatory identity card system for clerks, ensuring only verified personnel are allowed within sensitive court zones. However, as touts adapted by mimicking lawyer attire, the new dress code restriction became a necessary next step. Legal dress code, now reserved solely for licensed advocates. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that the Bar Association considers the white and black combination not just functional attire, but a symbol of professional dignity and the identity of the legal fraternity. The RCBA notice emphasized that unauthorized use of this attire undermines the integrity of the courts. The dress code must be respected. It is not a fashion choice, but a recognition of legal authority, stated a senior RCBA member in response to SIT's inquiry. Sources also confirmed that other district bar associations across Delhi may soon adopt similar measures if the initiative proves effective. Preserving courtroom integrity and public trust. With the integrity of judicial institutions at stake, the RCBA's action has drawn support from many in the legal community. Lawyers say the measure helps maintain order, distinguishing professionals from the public, and reducing the risk of financial and legal exploitation. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, notes that the issue of court impersonation has long plagued lower courts in metropolitan cities, often targeting first-time or rural litigants unfamiliar with legal procedures. By controlling attire, authorities hope to reduce this risk without imposing technological or administrative burdens. Wider implications and possible legal debate. While the rule aims to protect litigants, some civil rights observers have flagged the potential for class discrimination. Restricting dress choices based on professional status may raise questions about access to justice and freedom of expression within public institutions. However, legal experts argue that security and fraud prevention outweigh these concerns, particularly in courts handling sensitive matters. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue monitoring whether this policy becomes a template for national-level judicial reforms, especially in high-footfall urban court complexes where similar scams have been reported.